Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to go within to discover the infinite potential of your divine nature brought into alignment with your physical life for success, happiness, and a greater reality. Today I welcome for a third time on the show Dr. Susan Allison to share her insights into the world of energy and continuous life in her newest book, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, which shares her discovery that there is no death, we are all immortal, and our departed loved ones are fine. Hello, Dr. Allison, and welcome to Healing From Within once again.
Thanks, Cheryl. It's good to be back.
Susan, as listeners of this show are most definitely aware, we hope in each episode to share the experiences and insights of those who are living in an awakened state of reality to express their views through a metaphysical or sixth sense awareness of our human and spiritual realities, ultimately allowing us to create a healthier, more joyful, prosperous human journey. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Susan Allison, who is a therapist with a doctorate in transpersonal psychology and who works with individuals and groups using traditional as well as alternative modalities such as hypnosis, process therapy, shamanic journey, and energy medicine, will share her ideas on the afterlife, rebirth, and the wisdom of the ages. She is the author of 5 books, including Empowered Healer, Our Spirits Dance, and Conscious Divorce. You know, Susan, I've asked you this before, but maybe you forgot. But I'll ask you again, because each time we get a question, we're in a different state and space, mm-hmm. and it will come out differently. So
yep.
The question is, if you think back to your childhood, perhaps a memory of a person, place, or event that resonated deeply in your heart, and did it chart the course of your destiny and who you are today? So think back for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have to think very long, because I have written this in a couple of books, that this whole journey that I'm on now started when I was a small child and found that I had energy in my hands that was hot. My hands were always sort of buzzing and warm. And I would put them on my animals, put them on my parents if they had a headache or my father had an ulcer. And I could heal wounds. My dad's pain would go away. My mom's headache would go away. No one made much of this. It was just something I did. No one called it anything, but it wasn't until I was an adult that someone noticed and said, you know, you really should study energy medicine. And I did become a Reiki master and study the reconnection with Dr. Eric Pearl. And I use energy medicine now. But that started as a child. And the other thing that happened was that I spoke to all the elements of nature. I heard answers. I was really practicing divination at a very, very young age, where I would talk to my animals, I would hear their responses in my head. I could talk to trees, I could talk to all the elements, and angels. I practically lived in my tree fort in this huge pepper tree, and I had visitations from angels that I spoke with, and even flew over the house with them at one point, and my mother thought it was very cute that I had imaginary friends. And she never really believed that I talked to angels, but I said, I flew over the house with four angels, Mom. And my mom was, I still remember she was cooking, and she turned and she goes, that's nice, dear. And I know that she kind of patted me on the head with you know, kind of, oh, isn't that sweet? You have an imaginary
friend. Well, Susan, I was the same type of kid, and I was also patronized, and my mother said, oh, such a sensitive child. I'm sure she'll grow out of this. And my teachers, when I would answer the questions before they finished asking it, would say, "Cheryl, I didn't finish the question." And you said you felt in dreams like flying, and you could barely contain yourself. I was the same way. So it seems to be some souls are born with this journey that we must remember who we are and try to explain it to others who don't quite get it yet. So
Yeah, so true. I'm so glad that you can resonate with what I just shared, and it
absolutely.
sounds like we had similar experiences as children.
But
And
I wasn't aware of my heat in my hands or healing abilities until I studied Reiki about 20 years ago. I mean, I was sort of sickly as a child, actually. If I would have known I could have helped myself that way, it would have been a good thing. So let's go on. You have an endorsement for your new book, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, from Alberto Villalda, author of A Shaman's Miraculous Tools for Healing. And he states, "We can map our destiny consciously in this lifetime and the next." Can you tell us what is meant by that thought, which I wholeheartedly know to be true?
Well, Alberto Villalda is a colleague of mine and friend, and he and I both know that for 60,000 years, shamans have been mapping in a cosmological way, have been mapping the spirit worlds. And he is talking about that we can map our destiny. We can go into shamanic trance as shamans have done for, all of those thousands of years, by listening to a drum or rattle, a monotonous sound, and going into a meditative state and being able to go into the brain's theta wave, which is quite deep, and you're journeying in the subconscious mind, not in the conscious mind, through your senses, through your subconscious and through your heart. You're able to spirit travel to spirit realms, to other realms of reality. The lower world, the middle world, and the upper world are the worlds that shamans have been mapping for 60,000 years, and I have been visiting for 23 years in my work since 1993.
Susan, when you say mapping the worlds, do you mean bringing back information that we can share with the public, or planning our next life or reincarnation or incarnation, as you will call it, by how we're living this life and what we're accomplishing here, so in the next life perhaps we can have different goals and realities? Is that what you mean by mapping?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think that for one thing, by mapping, I mean that shamans have been going there and then coming back and describing what they find. Like if you were going on a trip to Canada, you would be following a map and being able to find places there, and then that affects your life and meet people and so on. The same thing happens in spirit worlds where you visit these levels, and the Mormons talk about levels in the spirit world, particularly in heaven. And the Tibetan Book of the Dead, you can think of all the different religious faiths and spiritual traditions that talk about heaven especially, but the different spirit worlds. And you can go and you can find levels there, and you can visit places in these worlds and meet beings that love you. For instance, spirit allies, teachers, guides, ancestors, departed loved ones who give you wisdom, who share with you support, guidance, healing in order to change your life now. You also, in a level of heaven, can see your contract for this lifetime, and you can revise it. You can look at it and say, I really feel that, this has changed a bit. I'd like to revise my contract, and this is what I feel my soul's purpose is. And you meet with your divine teachers there. They help you create your soul's purpose, your contract for this lifetime. And, of course, that affects this life and it affects the lives to come.
Yes. And some people look for guidance from family or teachers or counselors or therapists about making the changes they know instinctively or intuitively in their soul need to be done. They do seek help here. But this is another way, another dimension, another reality for knowing ourselves better and learning to live our best version of ourselves while we're here in the physical world.
Exactly, so which is why my title is You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven.
Right.
You don't have to wait till you have a near-death experience or literally die in order to visit these realms and bring back information that actually could completely transform, enhance, and enrich your life right this minute.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Now, what events led you to write your newest book, this book, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven? What specifically happened that?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I know you're referring to my husband's passing. My husband passed away in 2013, and it was a catalyst because I have been doing shamanic journey work since 1993, as I said, but his passing, his transition, caused me to really get into this journeying work, where I was going into trance and journeying daily. I was wanting to be with him. I was wanting to meet him in a level of heaven or wherever he was. And it's interesting that the Tibetan Book of the Dead says it's about 40 days for our souls to transition from what they call the bardic realm. We many times in Christian faith call it purgatory. But there is a in shamanism, you call it the middle world. That you're in the middle world. Some people are there up to 100 years. But my husband was really there about a month, maybe 40 days, almost exactly what it says in the Tibetan Book of the Dead. So his passing caused me to visit what really has become what I call a level of heaven, where he is. And I could visit him every day. I could spend time with him. I got wisdom from him. It was so comforting to know where he is, to know that there is no death, that he's immortal, that I'm immortal, that you're immortal, Cheryl, that everyone listening is immortal, and that he's fine. He's doing great. And I was so comforted to be able to know where he was and how he was doing that I had to write this book to let everybody know they can overcome the fear of death. They don't have to worry. They don't have to have fear. Really, you could let go of that fear and just live your life fully now and know that you are going to pass away in the sense of your physical body is going to pass into ash or pass into the earth, but the essence of who you are, which is in terms of quantum physics, the energy of who you are, the essence of who you are, energy never dies, that the energy of who you are is going to transcend this life, and you are going to be in this amazing realm and be immortal.
You just said something also very valuable and very important. I was years ago told by a medium, I'm an intuitive healer and medium, and I was told by a medium that you could not do a reading for someone who had just passed, that they had to have a certain time to go through
transition,
whatever passage. And one day I was called by someone who her daughter had just lost her 19-year-old boyfriend. And this story is in my book, The Living Spirit. And I cared so much for this family that I said, well, if I'm being asked by spirit to try to do this to help them, why wouldn't I try? I don't know if that other person has the right information, because we're each unique souls, and we each have different ways of developing our abilities and responding to whatever call we get. Well, I did that reading, and the information that I gave to that family and that young girl who just lost her boyfriend was so moving. And he gave such a beautiful description of how he had passed and who he saw and where he was going and how he wanted to stay, but he knew it was his time to go. And lots of facts about what was going to happen at his funeral. So I think you were saying the same thing just now, to trust that we can't read it in a book. We have to experience it. We have to live it. You needed your husband perhaps to go ahead of you to the other dimension so that you could do this work at a different level than perhaps you were doing before.
Absolutely.
And for all my clients, it's always my greatest pleasure to share that connection of love, to reach this higher level of consciousness, because there's a place in, we walk in the peace and wisdom when we're free of the body and in that trance state or that state of deep meditation. And it's just so beautiful that I know more and more people are going to be experiencing that. And you were just telling me that before the show, that we're going to be in a new journey.
Right.
Would you tell us about that now?
Well, you know, I love what you said, because I actually believe that we can be more in contact with beings who have transitioned early in their transition. I felt my husband in my body. I literally felt him in my kundalini. I felt him pulsing. It's like his energy had joined mine. He was not ready to completely move to the other levels yet. So I felt him for a couple of months. Just felt this energy at least a month. And then I never, ever really saw him in the middle world. Only once before his passing, like 2 days before he passed, I saw him in the middle world. After that, I have only seen him in what I call the upper world or a level of heaven. So I, for those of you who are listening who have lost a loved one, somebody has passed on recently, you can get my book, which is You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and any bookstore. And in it, I give all these tips to connect with loved ones who've passed on, to hear messages from them right here without journeying. You can be walking in your garden and ask a question and hear a message from them. And I think that when they first transition, you can hear those messages even more loudly before they move more towards the light, before they move to the upper levels.
Oh, that's so, Susan. That's why that reading with that young man who had just died was so powerful.
Exactly.
I spent an hour and a half in that reading, and I actually felt the love, the tears that he shed because he was gone, and he wanted that given to them.
Yeah,
the way that he showed me through my own body. So you're right.
Yep.
Now I understand what happened in that reading.
Yeah, no, I think it's more palpable. It's the being who has just transitioned is closer in. And we can't really see these spirits. We just don't have the ability to do that. We're still embodied.
Right.
But it's my belief that beings that have passed on are a breath away. They're right here. They're just beyond the veil. They're beyond the mist. They're right here around us. And some people saw my husband's spirit. They heard messages from him when he first passed away, especially the first weeks. And so people can get these messages if you're open. You just have to be open, and many times our loved ones really do want to communicate with us.
I always say to my clients that all you have to do is say their name and think of them, and they're around you. And as you become sensitive to energy, you can feel the shift of the energy coming around you with that love. If it comes for me on the left side, I know it's a feminine energy. If it comes on my right side, I know it's a male energy. And if it's a certain powerful, all expansive energy all around me, I know it's a spiritual teacher or an angelic energy.
Mm-hmm.
So people can learn to connect to energy. The energy between every individual and every word that we say is an energy exchange, because everything is energy. Oprah said that, and it happens to be the truth. Everything is energy, every thought, every word, every action, and it's all retained in that sphere we're talking about, in the
Right.
shamanic journey and where information is stored and what we're creating with our life. So let's go
Yep.
on. This is, you have a lot of experience with this, and I'd like our listeners to hear this. Tell us more about the experience of being in a shamanic trance, how you feel, how you create it, and what is possible when you're there. Because you know, you have a lot of information about
Yep.
the world of spirit and earth shamanism, and it dates
Yep.
back 60,000 years. So tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, and for people who want more detail, because this is a 30-minute show, there isn't enough time to say everything. People can get my book, and I'd like people feel free to contact me. My website is drsusanallison.com, dr, no period, Susan Allison with two L's, .com. And I get emails almost every day from listeners of my own radio show, people who've gotten my book, people have gone to my website, and I do phone sessions with people all over the world, and I'd be happy to hear from any of you listening. So basically, you go into trance by creating at least 30 minutes of time. You have to stop, which means you have to take some time out of your life and turn off all your electronics. It's good to have an eye mask, something to darken, put over your eyes to shut out the light. And you can download drumming. It's 24, 25 minutes of drumming from my website that I just gave you, drsusanallison.com. You put the drumming music on, and you find yourself going into a deep meditative state. And as I said earlier, your brain is in theta, which is a very deep, deep brain wave. You first of all, the very first chapter of my book, you imagine yourself on a path. You imagine yourself going to what's called the middle world. It's the first chapter because you establish your personal place of power in the middle world, and you can journey from there down to the lower world and up to the upper world. It becomes like a train station. It becomes an airport or subway station for you to travel to the other worlds. And you go into trance, you go into a deep, deep meditative state, you find yourself with all your senses on a beautiful path, you find yourself arriving at your own middle world place of power, and you invite in beings that love you. It's very important that you say, "I only invite in beings that love me." And that is the first journey that is in my book in chapter one.
Well, Susan, now this personal place of power for our
Yep.
listeners to understand.
It is you actually are spirit, you are traveling to other dimensions of reality. And things just happen. I like to tell my clients, just what happens next, and you just allow it to unfold beneath you. So you do have a path that unfolds in front of you, and you just start with your senses, hearing, seeing, feeling. You arrive at an incredible place that's yours only, that you may never have seen in your life. It is a magical realm, and your magic when you do this work. And it's a spirit realm. It's a realm that supports you, that is only yours.
Now, I did hospice work every Tuesday for 8 years, and some people already were finding this place on their own. Because one day I sat with a mother whose daughter was dying from cancer, and she told me that her daughter had told her about a dream she had, and a well-dressed man came in to her hospital room. And he invited her on a plane ride to California. She had the whole experience and the whole story. And he had shown her this field of tall grass that swayed in the soft breeze. And there was a red flower in the distance. And he actually told her she could come and live in that beautiful spot when she was ready. So he was setting up a
Yep.
personal place for her to be. And what we're saying to people is that they can do this before the
Well,
time comes to actually go there.
it's what Hawaiian kahunas, Hawaiian elders or shamans do this with people even when they're children. You go to your personal place of power, your garden. They call it the garden, but it's not always a garden. It's a place in nature that's sometimes wild, But you find this place ahead of time, and then the soul knows where to go at the point of death, which is Hawaiian kahunas have been doing this for centuries, this kind of work of helping people prepare and find a place. And I've done it with many, many of my clients that have been in transition who are dying, and help them find their place. I think what I was saying earlier, though, is that you don't visualize this place ahead of time. You don't, like, think it up with your conscious mind. You allow yourself to go into this very relaxed state. And if you get my book, I clearly explain how to do it in each chapter. And each chapter builds on your skill. So you start easily with an easy journey, and then you build and you keep going between the worlds until the last chapters are about journeying to the upper worlds and a level of heaven. And so you build on success. You start with an easier journey with how, you know, in a shorter amount of time to do it. And you keep building until you have more practice and technique in doing this work.
And I think once our listeners, most of them, I am sure, already understand that consciousness survives physical death.
Yeah.
And we are very much more than the physical body, all interconnected to each other in energy. But once you have this reality and you have your book and you work with teachers to enhance your own ability to communicate with spirit, life becomes so much more wonderful in the reality of knowing our soul and our true potential. I want to thank you, Dr. Susan Allison, author of You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, for sharing your special focus on how to move freely through the alternative dimensions or parallel universes, also called the other worlds of higher consciousness, in an effort to truly understand our magnificence as souls, experiencing both a physical and energetic reality. For more information and to purchase this creative and thoughtful way to explore yourself and multiple dimensions and to have heaven now before you actually go later on, go to susanallison.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, Dr. Allison has introduced us to the middle, lower, and upper worlds in a way that can help us begin to navigate our personal awakening and transformation processes while finding guidance and healing in the spiritual realms. What a fantastic state may be achieved when we realize the complete dynamic and dual nature of our being. Susan wrote, "The spirit realms are actually parallel universes that have been called the other worlds and the dream time. These places are not in our heads, not in our imaginations. They are alternative dimensions of reality. Indigenous peoples and shamanic teachers agree that these worlds are organized into a middle world, a lower world, and an upper world. During a shamanic journey, I saw other levels of heaven above the one I can visit. I now agree with passages in religious texts that describe levels and even cities in heaven. Not until seeing these realms above did I fully believe in their existence. Susan and I would hope you begin to know these different realms and a different sense of reality than you presently have by beginning a journey within yourself to your soul essence. In the process, remember the place beyond time and space, beyond your mind and logical approach to living, and begin to transform your views to know the deepest message of the universe and the truth of your eternal life force. It all begins with trust and the setting up of a sacred place of quiet connection to spirit through meditation, through the help of possibly a teacher or practice that helps you merge mind and heart for your progress. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to share the experiences of all who seek the unseen parts of our greater wisdom through exploration of this world and beyond. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.